Okay, today, Ben Hashem, we're continuing and we're beginning the 11th parak of Maseches Zevachim. So says the Mishnah, Dam Chatas Shenitas Al HaBeged. If the Dam of a Karmel Chatas splatters onto a Beged, Harezeh Tom Kibus, then the Beged needs to be cleaned from that bloodstain of the Dam Chatas that's on it. Avul Bishen HaKasim Medaber El B'nei Chalos. Even though the Pasuk talks only about a Karmel Chatas that's eaten, Shenamber B'makom Kadosh Te'achel, it says you should eat it B'makom Kadosh, Echon Rechel Zevach. But nevertheless, even though the pasuk that talks about kibbutz begadim is only about a carbon that's eaten, but the halacha is whether it's an eaten carbon or whether it's a blood of a pnimis, of an inner carbon, which you don't eat, you still need kibbutz begadim. Shemar Torah sachatos, Torah achas l'kol hachatos. That's what we derive from the pasuk of Torah sachatos, that where there's Torah achas for all of the chatos, meaning the chatos achi. So you would put the dam on the mizbeach in the azara and which is outside the heichal. That's why it's called chitzon. And then the kohanim would eat it. Whereas the chatas apnimi, the blood is brought inside the heichal, and the meat never gets eaten. It's just burnt outside of Yerushalayim. So that's what we're saying. Regardless which type of chatas it is, if the blood splatters on clothing, you have to do a kibbutz begadim. So. Says the Mishnah Beis now, Chatas Psula Ein Damato in Kibbutz. If the Chatas is Pasul and some of the blood gets on clothing, you don't need Kibbutz B'Gadim. Bein Shai L'Shasa Kosher, whether the Chatas ever was kosher, Bein Shalohai L'Shasa Kosher, or whether the Chatas was never kosher. Either way, if it does not require Kibbutz B'Gadim, Ezohi Shahai L'Shasa Kosher, what does it mean, a Chatas that had L'Shasa Kosher? Shalana, if it stayed overnight without doing the Zrikas Hadam, or Shenitmar became Tamei before he did the Zrikas Adam, Vishayatza, or if he left the Azara before he did the Zrikas Adam, so now you can't do the Zrika. But even though the Dam initially was Ra'ui L'Zrika, but something has since happened that made it not Ra'ui. Vezui Shaloha Yila Shasa Kosher, what would be an example of a Chatas that never had a Shasa Kosher? Shenishchato Chutz L'Zmana, you shechted it with the Machshava to eat it beyond the time that you're allowed to, Chutz L'Makoma, or the Machshava to eat it in a place that you're not allowed to. So from the very moment of Shechita, the whole thing was possible. Vishikiblu Psulim Vizarkos Dama, or Nan Kohanim, did the Kabbalah Saddam or the Zrika Saddam. So it was never kosher to begin with. So if it never had a Shasa Kosher, still, if that Dam gets on the Begadim, you do a Kibbutz Begadim. So let's review what we learned today. In Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we had said that when blood of a Karban Chata splatters on the Begad, it requires Kibbutz, and that's true of both types of Karban Chatas, whether it's a chatas that gets eaten or does not get eaten. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if blood of a pasul chatas gets on a beged, you do not require a kibbutz, whether it ever had a shasa kosher or did not have a shasa kosher. Having a shasa kosher means that at the time of the shechit everything and Kabbalah Saddam everything was good, and then you left it overnight before the zrika, it became tummy before the zrika, it was brought outside the azara before the zrika. Not having a shasa kosher means that it was shechted improperly with the wrong makshavos, or the Kabbalah Saddam was done improperly, so never had a shasa kosher. But either way, the dam would not require kibbutz begadim when it splatters onto a beged. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.